This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 7th. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 16. It says there, "You did not choose me, I chose you. And I gave you this work to go and produce fruit, fruit that will last." End of quote. Our today's insight comes of the farewell disclosure of Jesus to his disciple before his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. The chapters 13 to 16 of the Gospel of John records this final one-to-one conversation of Jesus to his disciples. Many things Jesus instructed them. Yet one of many is this. He said, "You did not choose me, I chose you." End of quote. Isn't it true? None of them chose Jesus Christ, none of the disciples. You see, Jesus Christ chose each one of them. Beloved, God chose you is the foundational truth the Bible reveals in its pages. We do not know why he chose those 12 disciples. He chose them out of the multitudes of people. Bible says in Ephesians 1 that God chose us in Jesus Christ even before he made the whole world, in the eternity past when there was only the triune God. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 11 says God chose us in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 says he called us not according to our works but according to his own purpose and according to the grace that was granted to us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. End of quote. You see, God chose us from all eternity past, and God called in time through the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, the decision of choice was made in the eternity past. Then the calling came to us at different times, according to the times we lived here on this planet Earth. It is mind-boggling for sure. However, the Bible consistently reveals this truth in its pages. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 says this, "God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son Jesus Christ our Lord." End of quote. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 26 says, "Consider or think about high calling that you received from God, how he chose you even though you did not have any attractive charisma, name, fame, resume, or anything that is good enough in you." Now Jesus reminds this eternal choice of God. He says, "You did not choose me, I chose you." Secondly, it is marvelous that he chose you. In itself is very hard to figure out. But again, he reminds them, he gave you a work to do. NIV and other translations say, "I appointed you." What is that he appointed us? It says right there, if you read it. It says to go and produce fruit, fruit that will last. End of quote. You see, Jesus appointed you to do the things that will last. There are three things that would last according to the Bible: God, people, and the truth of the Word of God. You see, God is eternal, people are eternal, and the Word of God is eternal. Beloved, the basic task or work that Jesus wants you to do is investing in people and in the Word of God. Apostle Paul invested in people by preaching the gospel and teaching them the Word of God. Not only he taught them, but also he took the pen and wrote down for future generations. You see, he bore amazing fruit down through the centuries that would last forever and ever. When you share the gospel of Jesus Christ and the love of God with other people, you are investing in them. It is an eternal investment because people are eternal. When you invest your time and energy in studying and teaching the Bible, you bear lasting fruit by helping people to know the truth of the Word of God. When you use the money God gave you so that they would know God you bear fruit that lasts forever. One day when you are in heaven, many unknown people would come and thank you. You may wonder why, what you did to them. However, you see, God knows and they all know. You somehow invested in their life, either pointing them to Jesus Christ or doing something so that they will know the Word of God. It could be using your time, money, energy, influence, or by using the spiritual gifts God gave you. Figure out how you can produce fruit that will last. Sadly, many fruits we produce would not last long enough. Invest prudently to bear fruit that will last forever. Pray after me, please. Father in heaven, thank you because you chose me even before the foundation of the world in Jesus Christ, according to your eternal purpose. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. Please forgive me and grant me your eternal love and salvation. Now, Lord, help me to produce fruit that will last by investing in people and in your eternal word, the Bible. I surrender my life for your work. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.